ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 5 weekends of campaigning until Election Day, and across the country, voters are weighing their concerns. For Sandra Jury in San Francisco, the future of the Middle East is a major issue.
I think Kamala and Tim Walz would do a better job of that. I think Trump is extremely selfish and can't see beyond his own ego.
In Vero Beach, Florida, Christine Lucas says,
I'm hoping Trump wins because of the economy. That's my whole reason for voting, is the economy.
Today, Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania for a rally on the same site where he was injured in an assassination attempt in July. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina viewing the damage left by Helene. Storm now responsible for at least 220 deaths as power restoration efforts continue in the hardest hit areas. Tensions remain high in the Middle East, and Israel used an airstrike to cut off a main highway that links Lebanon with Syria. This is ABC News. The devastation brought by Helene is not just impacting areas of the South, but also the companies that are based in those places. That includes the nation's largest supplier of intravenous fluids for hospital and home use.
Though they're conserving IV fluid supplies at Mass General Brigham Hospital in Boston,
people should have a lot of confidence that we are delivering care as normal.
The hospital's Dr. Paul Bittinger.
In some cases where we would have what we called spiked or prepared an IV fluid bag just in case, we're holding back on that so that we don't waste any units that we otherwise may need to use for patient care.
The FDA says it's working with Baxter to get the storm-damaged plant back to production ASAP.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The NFL says there were the fewest concussions this preseason since it began keeping track in 2015. The league citing rule changes and equipment changes for the 24% decrease that includes the Guardian cap, a cushioned pad some players are wearing over their helmets. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Mostly sunny today, breezy and unseasonably warm. Highs near 80, winds south-southeast 15 to 25. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight. A slight chance of a brief shower or thunderstorm in the late evening. Low 48. Mostly sunny tomorrow, cooler and breezy with a high of 64. Winds will be northwest to northwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 25. And mostly clear tomorrow night with areas of frost possible. And with a low of 34. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and the winds are out of the west southwest at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 70 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Chilling on the beach with my sweet Georgia peach, not a care in the world, just trying to beat the heat. My body like an hourglass, sand on my feet, can't help but stare, cause I got the best seat. Just when I thought it couldn't get any hotter, you slid on in, said I'm a little hot and bothered, if you know what I mean. Let's crank it up to 100 degrees, all right. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet, burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Driving south with the drop top down, hair in the wind, Tom Petty up loud. You give me that look, you lick them lips and said, hang on baby, better pull over for this. Don't wanna get a DWK, driving while kissing, they'll put you away. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet, burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
sunshine. In the night fire shot me like a bullet, burned me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
It's raining too hard, girl, it's so late. Don't get in that car and just drive away. Oh, where would you go? Who would I see? I ain't one to beg, but baby, please let me kiss that goodbye off your lips. Let your heart stay right where it is. You can hate me in the morning, but baby, tonight, let me love, but leave it off your mind. There's still a flame that hadn't burned out. Oh, girl, what you say? We pour gas on it now.
Drew Parker with Love the Leavin' on Country and Community. Tim Thede here. I'm going to be here till the top of the hour, and that's when Caitlin O'Connell will be taking over with the news at noon. Hoping your Saturday is a good one. How can it not be bad with a day like today? Right now, it's mostly sunny outside. Winds are starting to pick up a little bit more, 11 miles per hour out of the northeast, but our temperature is a beautiful 70 degrees. Supposed to get up to near 80 today. So it's going to be a warm one. So you need to step out at first. You may have taken a jacket with you this morning to kind of keep yourself warm, because it was kind of cool this morning, but you don't need that. This looks like this afternoon, but 70 is a great temperature for the first part of October. And we have a few things from the Lost and Found Department to pass along. First of all, Lost, a white bag with black handles. The bag contains a dog collar and a library book. The bag was lost along Highway 14 from Gotham to Richland Center. If you find this bag, give a call to 608-604-7699. Also lost two tabby cats. They are brown with black stripes. The older one has a little white on its belly. The cats were lost on 2nd and Jefferson Street. Just a couple numbers you can call if you find these cats. Give a call to 608-383-3038, or you can call 608-604-6435. Also, lost a male beagle dog with no collar. The dog was lost Mount Zion area near Gaze Mills. If you find this dog, give a call to 608-739-2652. Also, a reminder that tonight the Canyon of Lights Parade is going on, and you can still be a part of the parade if you'd like to. If you want to be a part of it, just give a call at 608-630-2452, and they'll be able to assist you on that. And that parade is being held at 7 this evening. And also coming up today, we kick off our retro weekend. First of all, at 12:30, it's Saturday with Simo. Chris Simonson will be bringing you some great classic music. And after the evening news at 5, we'll be backtracking with your host, Phil Nee. And then Phil will be hosting Those Were the Days from 6 until midnight, all right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up next, Diamond Rio, the Romeo Ain't Got Juliet Yet.
Mama thinks I'm lazy, your daddy runs down my name. You said that you'd let me come sunshine or come rain. Well, I hold you to Juliet, don't you fret how this story has a happy ending. Even though for now this Romeo ain't got Juliet, I love you so. But this Romeo ain't got Juliet. Just meet me round the old man's barn about 10 o'clock tonight. I'll have my Chevy humming, take you for a ride. Roll the dog, the big old bone, make sure the bags are packed. We're headed for the silver moon. Never come back. This Romeo ain't got Juliet, I love you so you can't bet. I followed you to Timbuktu like scarlet follow red. But this Romeo ain't got Juliet. Oh, here, Romeo. But this Romeo ain't got Juliet. Yeah, I followed you to Timbuktu like scarlet farmer red. But this Romeo ain't got
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm continue this weekend. And Judy Elvin is here for our annual visit as we broadcast from here. How's the season been, Judy?
It's been going really good. We started early this year. Blossoms were early. We were in bloom already the end of April. And the hot summer, everything just kind of kept pushing everything along. So by the 9th of August, we were already with apples. And it's been good. Early varieties in August have sold out, but we've still got a nice selection of varieties, especially for this weekend. We're probably going to have about 10 or 12 different varieties, including everybody's favorite of McIntosh, Cortland, the Galas, Honeycrisp. Everybody asks for that one when they walk in the door. Mm-hmm. And we also have Fuji, Blondie, Pizzazz, Crimson Crisp, Ambrosia. And for the weekend, we're going to have Ida Reds in for the first time and a couple new varieties.
Hmm. That sounds good. And I'm guessing when some people come in, you kind of know what they ask for every year, like somebody wants this for a pie or somebody wants this to eat. You probably remember that, don't you?
I try to very well because they think that's kind of unique that I can remember what kind of apple they like. Or else I can usually direct them by questioning, you know, like, you want a pie where you see the slice of the apple, and I usually direct them to a Cortland. Or if they like it to cook up more, then I usually direct them to a Macintosh. Then there's some varieties, you know, we say, well, why don't you mix a couple varieties together so you can get the unique flavor that way, too.
You have your nephew Kyle here. We heard from him. But how great is it to have five generations working here?
It's awesome. You know, we're celebrating 120 years this year. And when I think back to Grandpa Bill, the second generation here, what he would think of now that we've got fifth generation actively here working. You know, those, all our nieces and nephews and our kids are, you know, in their mid-20s to mid-30s now. So they're very actively and very capable of taking over someday for us, I hope.
The customer appreciation days bring out even more vendors and things like that. But who would ever thought, you know, you're talking about cheese and you're talking about wine. I mean, that was kind of unheard of some years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. You know, my grandpa, when we started selling apple butter, he thought that was just outrageous. And then, you know, Dad got more involved and Steve and I wanted to bring donuts to it. And it's like, oh, who's going to drive clear out here just for donuts? So we really have evolved into a lot of different diversified things here at the Orchard.
We'll talk about it a little bit later, but you have other flavors other than just the regular apple cider donuts, don't you?
We do. This summer, we opened in July the bakery early, and we tried blueberry-flavored donuts, cherry-flavored donuts, and we've been experimenting with strawberry-flavored donuts. So those are kind of some unique flavors to offer, along with always the apple cider, which is the favorite of everybody's donut, is that apple cider donut. And the last two weekends in October, we feature pumpkin donuts along with apple cider donuts, and those have been a big hit.
Oh, that's awesome. Some other things, anything else new and unique here to the store?
Well, we've got Eagle's Landing wine now, variety of salsas. We've got a company out of Spooner, Wisconsin that has soup mixes that are rice-based. So, you know, that's something different. We brought in some new dip mixes in that. Of course, Wildwood, which is up in Trempealeau, she's a gal who's locally from the county. Arvin and Irma Brown's daughter, Lynn, she's got all of her great dip mixes and soup mixes and apple crisp mixes and different seasonings that way, too, that we carry.
Awesome. Well, you've got a couple of unique apples here. I think we'll talk about them a little bit later on, but you have some specially just for this weekend, don't you?
We do. We have a couple new varieties that we're starting to grow now at the Orchard, and one of them is called a Lucy Rose. And it's, we want to say, you know, that's kind of after Grandma Lucy, you know. We've got an apple named after Grandma Lucy that makes it special to Oakwood. And the uniqueness of it is it's a nice dark red streak on the outside. And I'm going to cut this apple open for you, Phil.
All right.
And I'm going to see what you think.
Go for it. Here. Oh, sounds like really firm. Look at that.
Isn't that cool?
It's red on the inside.
Yes, it has red streaking on the inside, and it's kind of a sweet tart flavor. So there's a little tartness when you first bite into it, and a hint of berry it kind of finishes off. But it's pretty fun. It's a Honeycrisp cross with another variety that I haven't heard of before. It's an Arley Red Flesh apple. So the red flesh comes from this other one, but it's kind of fun.
I can see the Honeycrisp because it's really juicy, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. Well, do you mind if I take a bite?
No, I think you should take a big crunch.
Mmm. I think that does have a hint of berry in
it. Yeah. And see how juicy? Mm-hmm. Just the juice is just running down your chin.
Lucy Rose. Look that up this weekend when you're at Oakwood Fruit Farm for Customer Appreciation Days. Anything else you'd like to add, Judy?
And then there's another new variety beside the Lucy Rose. It's called a Rosalie. And that one is a Honeycrisp Fuji cross. And it's got quite a flavor explosion, too, with those two varieties as the parents.
Awesome. Just a fun weekend. You just want to see people out here, don't you?
We do, and we always enjoy having families come back. You know, they bring their next generation with them, so it's just really unique to see our family greeting your family.
I think another thing, another avenue you could go is class reunions, because sometimes I come up here and I see old classmates and people I went to school, I haven't seen them for 40 years, but it's kind of the reunion place, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I see classmates and my sister's classmates and that, and you're right. It must be the what they remember from their childhood growing up, and, you know, with Ithaca's homecoming coming up in another week, we'll see a lot of Ithaca alumni. So it really is fun to see everybody back.
Well, thanks for doing what you do, and from your family and your dedication, we have all these beautiful memories. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Judy Elvin joining us from Oakwood Fruit Farm during Customer Appreciation Days.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event has everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Get ready for a weekend of vintage fun at the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds today through Sunday. From 8 to 5 each day, enjoy free admission and plenty of activities for the entire family. Savor delicious food from the 4-H groups. Grab breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, and don't miss the famous HCCP pie stand. There's a special youth exhibit for those under 16, a silent auction, and the FFA tractor raffle. Saturday features a tractor and ATV drive, threshing and pedal pull at 12:30 and a 4 p.m. parade. Wrap up the weekend with a hearty breakfast in Cowboy Church on Sunday morning, followed by more threshing at 12:30. Join them for a weekend of trucks, tractors, and tradition at the Richland County Fairgrounds today through Sunday.
100.9 WRCO. Lightning strikes when it hits the ground, heavy as a head that wears the crown. Wheels are gonna roll, drums gonna pound. Love is a drug that you can't put down. Love is a drug that you can't put down. There are forces of nature at work in my soul. and I cannot control. It starts with a look, and it leads to a kiss. Something takes a hold, and it turns into this. Lightning strikes when it hits the ground. Heavy as a head that wears the crown. Wheels are gonna roll, drums gonna pound. Love is a drug that you can't put down. Love is a drug that you can't put down. From a rock a million years old. If you wanna get the water that's pure and sweet, everybody knows that you gotta dig. Is a head that wears the crown. Wheels are gonna roll, drums gonna pound. Love is a drug that you can't put.
Lightning strikes when it hits the ground. Heavy as a head that wears the crown. Wheels are gonna roll, drums gonna pound. Love is a drug that you can't put.
Feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front step. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around a block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah. But there
And we had a double shot of Kenny's there today. That was, first of all, that was Kenny Chesney with How Forever Feels. Before that was the late, great Kenny Rogers with Love is a Drug on Country and Community. Our time is 11:31, temperature 71 degrees with the sun shining out there. Beautiful Saturday. And it's time for this week's community, for today's community calendar, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
And there is a whole bunch of events going on for this weekend, and this is your community calendar for Saturday, October 5th. Simon's Recreation Complex will host an open house. Actually, they're hosting it. It's being hosted today and tomorrow. And there will be free admission, free fitness classes, free use of the swimming pool, hot tub, sauna, racquetball courts, fitness equipment, membership specials, and door prizes. Free water bottles, popcorn, and Go Macro bars will be available while supplies last. Wheels of Time is being held through Sunday at 4, so through tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It will feature antique tractors, trucks, and semis. Today would be a tractor ATV ride and sanctioned paddle pool event. Tomorrow will be Cowboy Church, and food and refreshments will be available for purchase on the grounds. The event is free and open to everyone. The Bosque Bell Farmers Market is held every Saturday from 8 to noon in Depot Park. Fall Cleanup Day in Eagle Township is being held today, and that's going on until noon. Attendance will be on duty. No TVs, used oil, paint, microwaves, electronics, or chemicals will be accepted. Any questions, contact West Supervisor Wes Hankey at 608-739-2988. The 2024 Viroqua Farmers Market is being held today, and that goes on until 12:30, and that market is usually held from 8 to 12:30 on Saturdays through October. The first private landowner party, ATV UTV Club Outdoor Party, is being held at Bunkers Hill today. Food and refreshments are available for purchase beginning at noon, with live music from 1 to 5. Camping will also be available. Wisconsin Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 is having a food stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm. That's going on until 2 today. It's also going on tomorrow from 10 to 2. Proceeds will go towards veteran care packages and high school scholarships. Commander-in-Chief Blake Sale at There's a Commander-in-Chief Bake Sale, I should say, at 586 North Main Street, Victory Center. And that's being held until 2 o'clock today or until sold out. Friendship Quilters Guild is holding its annual quilt show today and tomorrow from 10 until 4 today and then from 10 till 4 tomorrow. That's being held at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room. It will include a bed turning that'll be going on today at 2 and also tomorrow at 2. A memorial ride and poker run in memory of Joe Pa is being held today. The ride will begin at noon at Honkers. It will include a 50-50 raffle, prizes, and music. Richland County EMS is hosting a fall festival today, and that's going on from noon to 4 at Kroska Park. Enjoy caramel apples, a corn boil, smoked meats, and children's activities. A euchre tournament will be held to raise money for a scholarship for youth recreation programs, and that's being held today at Woodman Senior Center. Registration begins at 12:30 and play begins at 1. There will be 10 games with rotating partners. Participants must be 21 or over. The cost is $6 per player with a $3 payback, and $3 goes towards the scholarship for youth recreation programs. Donations are appreciated. You do not have to play euchre to donate to the scholarship fund. Contact Cheryl at 608-647-8108, extension 3, or Chris at 608-604-9330 for more information. Richland Center High School's 2024 Outstanding Alumni, Irvin Peckham, will be doing a meet and greet and book signing today from 1 to 3 at Akooch Books and Libations. Ash Creek United Methodist Church is hosting its annual Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale. Today, the free will dinner will begin at 5. The sale will begin with a children's auction at 6:30 and will be followed by the general auction. The 2024 Canyon of Lights Parade is being held tonight until at 7 in Richland Center. This year's theme is Superhero Showdown. If you would like to participate in tonight's parade, registrations will be accepted up to parade time. For more information, call 608-630-2452. American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center will be serving Free Will Biscuits and Gravy and Scrambled Eggs Breakfast tomorrow. Serving will be from 7 a.m. until gone. A Breast Cancer Awareness Pajama Party will be held tomorrow from 9 to noon at Pat and Greg's Poorhouse in Boscobel. The event will include a Bloody Mary bar, raffles, and silent auction. All proceeds will go to the Susan G. Komen for a cure. St. Philip's Fall Festival will be held tomorrow near Rolling Ground. The Mass will be held at 10:30 with a pulled pork lunch served from 11 to 2. 80 German Warehouse public tours are held Sundays at 11, noon, 1, and 2. Cost of a tour is $20 per person. The tour season runs through Sunday, October 6th, so that will be tomorrow, the last day of the tour season. The Ithaca School District is holding its final community informational meeting concerning the upcoming referendum tomorrow morning at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. Pleasant Ridge Church in Willow Township will host Cowboy Church with Monty Berger. That's going on tomorrow at 2. Kickapoo Cowboy Church is held the first Sunday of each month at 6 at Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Monday Coffee Connect virtual support to fill your caregiving cup will be held every Monday morning from 10 to 11 in October. Connect with a local dementia specialist virtually from the comfort of your home. Join to ask questions, gain support, and brainstorm strategies to get through this time together. Register by calling Pam Kohlberg, dementia care specialist for the ADRC of Eagle Country at 608-548-3954. And a Red Cross blood drive will be held on Monday from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online at redcrossblood.org.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
This is Phil Mee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
She's too complicated to ever be described. Yeah, she's
an angel with a wild side. Girl, I got the best of both worlds. Look at that body. Would you look at those eyes? She'll be everything I dream of when she looks. What to say? There's something about her touch, it takes the world away. When she says nothing at all.
Picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. Oh, a double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that way. Smiling like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. But a smiling towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to be gone. Someone pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my ticket down to 20. That's how many wrecks I see there every day. Calls by the girl wearing nothing but a smiling towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up, the artist painted this late. The girl wearing nothing but a smiling towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
billboard in the field near the big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you'll find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Who is the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway?
From 2008, that was the Roadhammers with Girl on the Billboard on Country and Community. Our time is 11:48, and our temperature is 71 degrees. I saw a gust of about 11, 12 miles per hour out there, so be prepared for any windy weather if you're stepping outside today. And coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be the news at noon with Caitlin O'Connell, and then also that'll be followed by our Retro Saturday with Saturday Sid Simo at 12:30, and then backtracking at 5:30, I should say, and then those were the days from 6 until midnight, all right here on WRC 100.9, on WRCO.com, as well as on the Civic Media app. And over on WRCE, we have Badger football. It's the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Purdue Boilermakers at Camp Randall Stadium. That game is currently underway, so go if you want to, go to note. Go and listen and root on the Badgers. Hopefully they can make a comeback after their losses over the past couple games.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin,
there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's a wonderful family fun.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
And from the WRCL Lost and Found Department, lost two tabby cats. They are brown with black stripes. The older one has a white on the belly. They are lost on the 2nd and Jefferson Street areas. If you find these cats, give a call to either 608-383-3038 or 608-604-6435.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
I got some backside discipline from shattering a window with a baseball. Had to stay after class, call mom and dad, made me tell them how I mouthed off. And I got this scar, broke my arm when I tried to jump that fence. Man, I heard from it, yeah, I learned from it. That summer cutting grass, saving cash to buy that truck I wrecked in 3 months. All the time I got sick in my backyard was for a first dip, it was way too much. And I guess dad really did count the beers in the basement fridge. The guys turned from, but yeah, I learned from. Yeah, we learned from it. Oh, love on the days when we were young and wild. Yeah, we turned up that little town on all those Friday nights. Cause growing up with nothing to do makes you play with fire a little till we get burned from it. Yeah, we learned. Cause all that time we were killing time, mama prayed we didn't kill ourselves. Cause we all got slow, shocking, now looking a bad first kiss. But when you're 17, it's everything. But now looking back on it, yeah, we learned from it. Oh, love on days when we were young and wild. Yeah, we turned up in that little town on all those Friday nights. Makes you play with fire a little till we get burned from it. Yeah, we learn. Yeah, we learn from it. Yeah, we learn. Yeah, I guess sometimes the raising hell is the raising up is true. It ain't about the mistakes you make, it's the mistakes that make you.
That was Connor Smith with Learn From It on Country and Community. Well, it's time for me to vacate, the air chair and make room for Caitlin O'Connell and the News at Noon. That'll be coming up after ABC News at the top of the hour. Thank you, everybody, for making WRCO part of your day. I hope you have a great day. It's a beautiful one out there, so get out and enjoy the weather and take in all the wide variety of activities that I mentioned at 11:30 going on. Take in as many as you want. Or then enjoy this Saturday. And I'll be back again tomorrow for a short time. I'll be on till 10 till 1 right before the Packer game tomorrow and be bringing you some more great music for your entertainment right here on WRCO. All right, taking us up to news time, we have Gretchen Wilson with Little Miss Runner Up. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe.